It is another edition of Pittsburgh Pop with Tim Benz and Rob Owen here at Trib Live. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. Special guest this week from Survivor, it is Heidi Lagares-Greenblatt from Jefferson Hills. She's lived in Pittsburgh, the greater Pittsburgh area, for over a decade now. Heidi, you're a native of Puerto Rico, is that correct?
That's right. Thank you for having me, Tim. I am from Puerto Rico, but I've been in Pittsburgh for over 10 years, just like you said.
Great to have you here. Rob, I know, has been doing a lot of homework, not only on you, on the show itself. Rob, what'd you think of Heidi's performance? And Heidi, what'd you think of the experience? Let's just start there. Rob, you go first.
So Heidi did a great job. She came in as the runner-up on the most recent season of Survivor on CBS. She played a sort of under the radar game, I think, which she told me in advance of it airing that was what she went in to do. And I'm curious, now that you've had a little bit of time to reflect, Heidi, sort of how did you feel about the edit that you got on the show? Did it accurately reflect sort of the low profile you went in for the majority of the game? Or was there stuff where you were, quote unquote, building a resume, as they say in Survivor parlance, that the editors just didn't show? And were you happy with the edit you got?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. I'll talk about the strategy first, and then I'll tell you about the edit. So from a strategy perspective, I did stuck with my strategy, which is surprising because I wasn't quite sure how that was going to work out, but it worked out pretty well, since you just said I was the runner up. So I made it to the top three there. Being the oldest female contestant, and I am professionally successful, I would say, oh gosh, it's weird to say that, but I knew I couldn't just be 100% myself, because people would be saying, oh, she's the mom, or she's like, you know, too loud, the crazy Latina and all of that. So I knew I had a lot against me in terms of who I am for the game. So I knew I had to be a little bit on there, and I needed to find some shields and some relationships that will help me propel my game, which I did. And thankfully they worked out for me. In terms of the edit, I was probably under edited compared to other people. That is totally okay. They made those decisions. I have nothing to kind of, as the contestants, for the people that may not know, we don't know what the edit will be as a contestant. So they record us 24/7, even sleeping, even anything we're doing, they're recording. So they make the choices they make on the edit. But in all honesty, I'm proud of the game I play. I actually got a lot of love after the finale for the things that I said in the show and the representation I had in the show. So I have nothing but a positive outcome from the journey, and nothing negative to say about the edit, other than that maybe they should have shown me a little more, but hey, I lived this, so the memories are there, and it was a great experience.
When you say that you were professionally successful going in, what do you do? Give us some backstory there.
So I am an engineer, but I manage a team of software engineers, and we do development of data science solutions. So I do engineering pretty much for about over 20 years. Oh gosh, that's going to age me. But yeah, engineering over 20 years. I'm also what some people may consider a master inventor. So I have over 40 patents filed. And I mentor a lot of people who want to be in the STEM area or engineering area. So yeah, I've been in that field for about 20 years. And as most people know, is very male dominated. So I work, my entire team is all guys. So I'm their manager, but all my team members are all guys. I've been successful with my career. I love it. It's what I do. That's what I do as, you know, my daily job.
What invention are you most proud of?
That is a great question. I think I'm typically most proud of the first few, because the way it all started is people told me, I don't know if you're going to be able to do it. So it was a little bit like a challenge. And then, you know, fast forward 10 years, I have over 40. So I think the first few, just because I was not sure what I was doing and how to navigate the invention path. So probably the first few that were they're close to my heart. It was probably the first one was just wiring in chips that are like this size. So a lot of that is like how to improve the wiring from those chips. So yeah, it goes deep into the technical area. But yeah, probably first few are my maybe my most proud ones.
Are any of the inventions that you have patents on something that if you'd been able to take could have helped you on Survivor?
Maybe not, because
No.
they're pervasive, very technology. And as you
Got
all know, I don't take any technology. But
it.
someone asked me, I did win, and spoiler alert, but I will say it, I did win an immunity in Survivor called C-Motion. That was the very last immunity challenge. And it's a bit about timing. So you put a ball in a little
Oh,
machine, and then you put two, and
right.
then you put three,
Yes.
and you kind of go left and right, not dropping them. And that's essentially what the challenge is about. So someone asked me, do you think the engineering background helped you for it? And I thought it was quite interesting because I never thought about it, but I actually think it may have, just because it's a lot about, I mean, it was a little bit about space. So you kind of have to have a little bit of that plus squatting. But at the end of the day, it was a lot about timing and mathematics. And I really was on it. I felt like I could have two, three more balls, and I was very much focused on that. So maybe there's a little aspect to it that helped me. But engineering is all about finding solutions. And in the island, that's all we did, try to find solutions and make our life a little bit easier while making the relationships work for the game.
Heidi Lageris-Greenblatt, she's from Survivor. You talked at great length there about the one challenge game. Whether it was something like that, whether it goes back to like what you said, where they're filming you 24/7, even when you're sleeping, what was it, a moment or two, that didn't make the cut that you would have liked to have seen make the cut?
I love the, there's a lot. There's a lot, okay? But I think some of the ones that I wish they would have shown, it was more along the lines of having fun at Soka. So the premise of the show is we have three tribes at the beginning of the show, right? So I was put in the green tribe and our name was Soka. And I think Soka, the reason they didn't show a whole lot of Soka is actually because we kept winning, okay? So there's six people in Soka, and only one was really out before we all merged, even if it was a fake merge. So, you know, throughout all of that, we only lost one people. That's pretty epic, which is why they didn't show a whole lot. But going back to your question, some of the things that I wish they would have shown is in Soka, we were running out of coconuts, okay? So we're like, how can we, like, the coconuts that were there were so high, super difficult to get them out. So it's like, how can we use, you know, our imagination or, you know, thinking outside the box to get them? So you can see us climbing on top of each other. And then we found some rope at the beach and just did some crazy things to just get coconuts down. And it was just, it was fun. Our shelter was also amazing. Okay. We had an A-frame shelter. We had two fire pits. So when all their tribe members saw our shelter, they couldn't believe it. So I wish they would have shown a little bit more of the camp life in general, because we had a really, really great time too.
Do they give you any outtakes? Do you have any outtakes that we didn't see? Like, do they give you a disc of stuff?
A disc of stuff from like the edits and the clips and
Yeah.
things like
Yeah. Any
that?
bloopers or anything? No, you don't get
No.
anything.
No. So I mean, everyone gets to see like they release deleted scenes and things like that. And some of that actually show some of that, the camp life, but they were so short. But no, nothing different than a regular view person, right? Like a regular person at home. So we get to see it just like everyone else.
So I've got a very picayune question here. I may live in a house with a Survivor super fan. At one point, Carolyn burned big holes in her shorts, and then it looked like she was wearing the shorts after without holes. Did production give Carolyn a new pair of shorts? No.
No. So that when she burned her shorts, it's very fun because we have a lot of stories with that. She put it super, she her, I believe they were wet. So she put them really close to the fire. And we're like, Carolyn, that's really close. They're gonna burn. And she's like, if it burns, it's God's plan. I will never forget because we still use God's plan up until now. And it took less than 5 minutes and they started burning, okay? Luckily she had a belt so she can hold them in place, but she wore those all the way until the final tribal council,
Okay.
okay? And they burned, but we told her they were going to burn. But because we told her and they burned so badly, it became a story. Oh, we told you, it's God's plan. So every time we did something, it was God's plan.
Carolyn was quite a kooky character, Tim. She had a lot of personality, and yeah, and she was in the final three with you, wasn't she?
Yeah, Jam Jam, Carolyn, and I were the final three. So our fire essentially never got snuffed.
Yeah.
In terms of personality, along those lines, when it comes to being selected for the show, to stand out for the show, what advice would you give to others that want to be on the show? How do they get noticed by producers, and how can they find the best path? How they can create the best path to being cast for a future episode?
So, yeah, I'll tell you a few tips, and then I'll tell you a little bit about how I did it, right? So I think first of all, be yourself, right? Like, I think when you fake it, it doesn't come authentic. So be yourself, be authentic, but don't be like low energy and soft when you're talking in the video. Like, have all the energy you can have, but still be yourself and give them your story. And if you don't make it in, you know, 1 year, try again. If you don't make it second year, try again. Some people, I believe Carolyn and Jam, that made it to the top three with me, they apply 5-7 times, right? So it sometimes it takes just keep trying and keep trying again and give them a different video and give them different energy, but continue being yourself and tell them your story. I'm sure every person out there has a story. It's a matter of how you tell your story and just have high energy and study the game because they love super fans. So that's tips in general. In terms of me, I applied once. And I've been loving the show for many years, and I keep saying, I'm going to try. And I never did. And when I finally did, I said, okay, I'm not going to overthink it. I press record. I did the video. I stopped it. And I pretty much submitted it with my form. So I didn't edit it or anything. I didn't do anything fancy. It was in this exact same room. I just talked about myself and send it. And they got me, right? I made it into the show. So maybe all it takes is giving it a try.
How about the support you've gotten back home from Pittsburgh, specifically your friends and neighbors in Jefferson Hills?
Oh my God, it's been fantastic. The whole Pittsburgh community, not just TJ or Thomas Jefferson or Jefferson Hills area. In general, Pittsburgh, it's been very fantastic. People like Rob and I, we've met before throughout this journey from the media perspective. So it's been extremely positive, and it's crazy because I went to a Pirates game about a week, 2 weeks ago, and so many people recognize me. I have nothing Survivor on me, but I would hear just people yelling, hi, oh, I'm so proud of you. Just people yelling at the game. I couldn't believe it. Pittsburgh has been the greatest. So nothing but love back to the Pittsburgh people.
Well, that's because when it comes to Pittsburgh sports, specifically the Pirates, we haven't seen the finals for a long time in anything. So
well, when I went to the game, and it was against the Mets, maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or so, we were still kind of doing fairly well. And that's okay. The game we won. Like, it was a Friday with the fireworks. It was a fantastic game because we scored like 13, 14 runs. It was a great day.
Your kids, baseball players, football players at TJ? Did you say they're high school?
So I have two girls, and they don't quite play a whole lot of sports, but I have three nephews that live across the street from me. So yeah, they're very involved, and yeah, we're very involved in the community. My daughter volunteers at the library, so the library had me there to talk about Survivor, and
oh, that's
the
great.
Room was full. So yeah, the community love has been fantastic. So yeah, I'm super, super grateful for the opportunity and the connections.
Thank you, Heidi, for joining us. It was so much fun to follow you on the show, and I knew from the first episode when they didn't show much of you. I've watched enough Survivor to know the tricks, to know if they show a lot of somebody in the first episode, oh, they're going home soon. But if they don't show much of them, they're going to be in it for a while. So I always felt like she's going to be in this for a while. And then to make it to runner up is just absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. A little foreshadowing. They did show me in the first episode making fire for my tribe for the first time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did not catch. So that was a little bit of a, yeah.
And it's so interesting. I watched it with my family and my kids and everyone in my house who came to the premiere. Everyone wanted to make fire because they show me making fire. And in my head, I'm like, they just don't know I'm coming. Because Tim, in case you don't know, I did break the record for fastest fire making in 44 seasons. So that was a really great moment for me.
How'd you do it?
Well, I mean, it was a little bit like I was so focused and I needed to, it was a challenge, right? So it was either if I made it fastest, I would be in. If I didn't, then I would be out of the game. So I was on. It took 3 minutes, 2 seconds, and that was the fastest in 22 years. So I'm proud of that moment, and I couldn't believe I did it that fast. I'm not going to lie.
Well, it was great having you on. Thanks so much for being a part of the podcast. And I'm sure you'll be watching in the future, critiquing. Maybe we'll get you back on at some point to be our sort of survivor analyst. All right.
I'm on it. Yes, I'm in.
Perfect. And Rob and I will be back next week for another edition of Pittsburgh Pop before I go on vacation. Rob just getting back himself. So we'll have plenty more for you right here at Pittsburgh Pop at Trib Live.